Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We continue reading from the fifth canto, chapter 20, which is entitled The Structure of the Universe, text number 43. Andamadyagata Surya Dhyav Abhumyo Yat Antaram Surya Andagolayo Madhye Kotya Shu Panchavimshati Andam Madhyagata Suryo Dhyava Bhumyo Yatantaram Suryam da golayor madhye Kotyashu panchavimshati Anda madhya gata suryo Dhyava bhumyo yatantaram Suryam da golayor madhye Kotyashu panchavimshati Anda madhya gata suryo Dhyav abhumyo yatantaram Suryanda golayo madhye Kotyashu panchavimshati Andamadhyagata, situated in the center of the universe, Surya, the sun globe, Dhyav Abhumyo, the two planetary systems, Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka, Yat, which, Antaram, in between, Surya, of the sun, Andagolayo, and the globe of the universe. Madhye, in the middle. Kotya, groups of 10 million. Sju, are. Panchavimshati, 25. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The sun is situated, between brackets, vertically, in the middle of the universe, in the area between Burloka and Bhuvarloka, which is called Antariksha, outer space. The distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojanas, which means 2 billion miles. The word koti means 10 million. And a yojana is 8 miles. The diameter of the universe is 50 koti yojanas, which means 4 billion miles. Therefore, since the sun is in the middle of the universe, the distance between the sun and the edge of the universe is calculated to be 25 koti yojanas, 2 billion miles. So we'll first say something about this, and then we continue to another verse. So we are here in the structure of the universe. As we know, there are many, many universes. This the universe we are in is one of the universes. So we shouldn't be in illusion about that. Because it also helps us to understand how small we are, actually. Just like with Lord Brahma, when he came to the gate of Vaikuntha, and he told, you know, tell the Lord that Lord Brahma came to visit him. Then he was very surprised when the gatekeeper says, the Lord is asking which Brahma. So we shouldn't be surprised also that if you would tell somebody that they ask which universe you are in. And even in this universe, it's so vast, and we are such a small, tiny, living entity in this universe. Even the Earth is so tiny compared to the size of the universe. Since there are some measures here, I want to draw something. and each of them have an ocean around, which is the same size as the island, and so number two is double the size of number one, and the ocean is also double the size of the first ocean, and so it increases. And Jambudvip, which is also related to the earth, is surrounded by salty water. And Lakshadweep starts to become better. Is surrounded by sugar cane juice. And Salmalidip is surrounded by liquor. Pushadip is surrounded by ghee. There is also a mountain, Loka Loka, and that is a mountain which was described yesterday with four elephants on top, and then the whole universe has. Like described as an egg with a diameter of 4 billion miles. And the sun is situated in the center. So if you
want to, you know, like, because these measures, they become a little bit over our head. But I calculated, if you want to fly from this point of the universe to that point with an airplane, just like you're going to India, and then it takes you 8.5 hours to do like 6,000 kilometers. So if you want to fly from one side to the other side of this universe, in which we are a little tiny part, then it takes you 800 years. That means day and night, you're just flying. You don't need to fill up the plane, the tank. You just need to make sure that you have enough to eat. And, you know, it takes you 800 years just to reach indirect, to have a little view of the universe from the airplane. So, if you know that our planet is 40,000 kilometers in the diameter.
Circumference.
That's 40,000 kilometers. So, you know, 40,000 kilometers, you can fly around in 2 days. But this takes us 800 years, day and night, flying. So it's just, you know, because this number is 4 billion miles, we cannot grasp this. But we can understand that, you know, and that is just one of the many universes. One of the many, many universes. And within this universe, you know, we are somewhere here in the middle planetary system, is the small Earth. And on the small Earth, there is one small place, which is called Belgium. And in that Belgium, there is one small place, smallest city of the world, they say, which is Durbuy. And in that Durbuy, we are a small entity. That's how small we are compared to this whole world out there. In the related to this verse of today, where it looks in a vertical way at the universe, so the sun is in the middle of that globe or of that round format of the universe. And then you have, and it's situated between Bhuvarloka and Bhurloka. And then you have the upper planetary systems, such as Tapaloka, Janaloka, Maharloka, Satyaloka. And then you have the lower planets, which is Akala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. From which it says that the upper planetary systems, they are in goodness. The middle planetary systems are in passion, and the lower planetary systems are in ignorance. this represents then the center of the universe, where also Mount Meru is situated. So that's of course just, you know, a rough simplified overview of what this chapter explains us. Obviously the devotees who are going to present the universe, devotees are working on the temple of Vedic planetarium, they are going to, you know, squeeze their brain how to give a presentation in the dome of that new temple that's supposed to present as the universe. So that's a whole, obviously that's a whole big challenge. And Srila Prabhupada in conversations, when devotees were asking questions, Tamakrishna Maharaj was there and other devotees, they asked him detailed questions. And you know, Srila Prabhupada said, I am just a layman, I'm not, you know, expert, but at that time when I was writing the fifth canto, I was asking Krishna for help. And this is what Krishna gave me, with Krishna making right what he wrote. That's basically how Srila Prabhupada explained it. So for these devotees to give a presentation which is and right, exact, according to the reality of the creation, and which is also, you know, three-dimensional or more, I don't know, that's obviously a challenge. But if we achieve such a presentation, then it's definitely going to impress the scientists very much, and it's going to, you know, be a wake-up call for the scientists. If, by Krishna's mercy, the ISKCON scientists are able to present it, and that's what it should be. Because if our philosophy is the highest philosophy, then we should also come out with the highest truth, with the highest reality of how things are, and that, of course, if we would be able to do such thing, that would give a big impression on the world. And then they, you know, they would recognize or understand better what the devotees are actually about, what they are doing, what is their mission, understanding. They will also inquire more about us if we can challenge them to the point that they have to admit, oh, here is a higher reality than what we were thinking.
So that's related to this verse, which is where it says the word Koti means 10 million. And Ayodhya is 8 miles. The diameter of the universe is 4 billion miles. Therefore, since the sun is in the middle of the universe, the distance between the sun and the edge of the universe is calculated to be 2 billion miles. So then we read the next verse. Mritrenda eshat etasmin yat abuttato martanda iti vyapadesha iranyagarbha iti yat diranyanda samudbhava. The sun god is also known as Vairaja. Shishirada Gopinath ki. The total material body for all living entities, because he entered this dull egg of the universe at the time of creation. He is also called Martanda, is also known as Hiranyagarbha, because he received this material body from Lord Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. Purport: the post of Lord Brahma is meant for very highly elevated, spiritually advanced living beings. When such living beings are unavailable, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands himself as Lord Brahma. This takes place very rarely. Consequently, there are two kinds of Brahmas. Sometimes Brahma is an ordinary living entity, and at other times Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahma spoken of here is an ordinary living being. Whether Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or an ordinary living being, he is known as Vairagya Brahma and Hiranyagarbha Brahma. Means Vairagya Brahma when he is incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Hiranyagarbha if he is an ordinary living entity, although special. Therefore, the sun god is also accepted as Vairagya Brahma. So here it is said that the sun god enters into this dull egg of the universe at the time of creation. So at the time of creation, when Lord Brahma is born, is the creator. At the same time, we know that Lord Brahma gets all his power from Lord Krishna, and he is an instrument in the creation. He is a special personality who has been chosen after having lived many lifetimes in a more elevated consciousness. He has been chosen by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to fulfill the role of Lord Brahma, to become the creator. The planets are coming out of the body of Mahavishnu, and then Lord Brahma is created, and Lord Brahma, each universe in the creation has a Lord Brahma. One four heads, 2,000 heads or whatever. Every universe has its Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma is a special person, because he is also considered as the father of mankind. He creates people, and then who then create other personalities. He is the father of very important personalities who then play very important roles in the universe, and who also populate the universe after the creation of the universe. So he is very knowledgeable. At the same time, here and there is a little flaw due to his also having some type of conditioning. But at the same time, he has a very respectful position. He is very much empowered by the Lord, and he is very knowledgeable about the Lord. That's why we shouldn't be confused about the position of Lord Brahma in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada makes that also very clear in his teachings. So we could read on, but we could also, if there are some comments, because I also wanted to read something about Panihata festival, which is today with Lord Nityananda. So, but if there are some comments or questions related to this topic of the structure of the universe, yes, Mataji. Yeah, the board doesn't allow me to make it more in. Yeah, sure. Yeah, obviously, because otherwise these oceans, they would, as it is written there, the oceans would be mixing with each other. Yeah, yeah, and also they, as far as I understand, they are on different levels in the height. Also, they are not like all, but. I must say that my understanding is very limited there. So, but obviously, if the ocean is each times, you know, the size of the planet doubles seven times. So then the ocean around the planet also doubles each times. So then obviously we are speaking of very vast. So if it would be on one. Completely on one level, then that's. I mean, my understanding is that they are on different. That they are on different levels. But as I say, my understanding is very limited there. Yes, Shaman.
But try to get some comparison idea during flying to India. 800 years to fly across the universe by our present speed. I did one exercise also like that. So even though you try to grasp how wide the universe is and it's big, it's actually super tiny compared to the cummings of it. I like that meditation on too. So it's 4 billion miles wide, and the first layer is 10 times that. And then each of the 8 layers or 9 layers. Is 10 times wider each time. So I mean, literally, it's a tiny little space surrounded by. I think I did one now many years ago, one day, and like I said, if it was like an inch on the floor here, the coverings covered like miles and miles and miles and miles wide.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally it's so thick. It's really like it really gives us that understanding that it's a prison. That's not just technically really understood. I'm a very simple prison here, and that's why the old method of getting through the earth layer, the water layer, the fire layer, each one 10 times thicker. It's just absurd. It's an absurdly difficult process to do. So, it's nice to try and relativize our idea now. You know, wow, we're in a small place, it's like a very solitary finding prison.
Yeah, and also we are speaking here about the material universe, material sky, which is only like at the most 1/4 of the total creation. So even what you described, that very vast space, is then again only 1/4 of the total creation. So. It's the kind of a reality check.